Of the Wisconsin voters surveyed, 86% say it was appropriate to close schools and businesses and restrict gatherings to protect public health as the new coronavirus spreads. It's just one of the findings from the latest poll out of the Marquette Law School. The poll includes opinion questions. It also sheds light on the hardships people are experiencing due to COVID-19, especially when it comes to work. We're talking about it here on The Morning Show. I'm Keely Boltina, and there's room for you in our conversation. What questions do you have about the poll and its results? What are your thoughts about social distancing policies that have been enacted in Wisconsin? And how are you experiencing maybe a financial pinch because of the coronavirus? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. Charles Franklin is the director of the Marquette University Law School poll. He's also a professor of law and public policy, and he's ready to break down the numbers and help us understand what the latest poll can and can't tell us. Charles, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Good to be here.
What do we know about public support for the state's actions to stop the spread of the disease compared to the federal response? We know that 86% say it was appropriate to close things, but what are some of the other numbers that you were able to get from your survey?
That's right. And I thought it was also striking. Only 10% then said that they thought we had overreacted and it was going to be worse than the disease. So that's very lopsided. We found strong support for the federal law that was passed to send cash payments directly to adults around the country. 51% strongly supported that, and another 28% somewhat approved of it. So that's 79% support for that federal action. Here in the state, Governor Evers' actions with respect to the epidemic, garner, I guess is the word I'm looking for, 76% approval, kind of an unheard of number. 17% say they disapprove, and that's pretty bipartisan. 66% of Republicans, two-thirds of Republicans, approve of the measures Evers has taken. In contrast, President Trump receives 51% approval for his handling of the epidemic. That's 3 points higher than his overall job approval, but it's not as big as the bump in approval we had seen for him in some national surveys a couple of weeks ago.
And with the folks that say they disapprove of the governor's response, do we know what reasons they cite for saying it's not appropriate?
No, we don't follow up on that. A few of them are part of that 10% that overall say they think it's an overreaction. And so I'm sure that a good chunk of the 17 that disapprove come out of that group. But others, I do not know what their reasons are because we didn't follow up and say, ask why.
And is that true, too, then, for the folks that responded to the question that led to your number four, Trump's approval rating?
I think there are two things with that. One of the differences between Trump and Evers' approval is that Trump's approval is much more divided on party lines, the same way we've seen massive party polarization over President Trump in his overall job approval throughout his term in office. There's plenty of polarization in Wisconsin, but in the case of Evers, you see a lot of the other party coming over to support his behavior. In Trump's case, though, there's only a very small increment of Democrats that approve of the job he's doing on coronavirus who don't approve of him overall. So there's been much less cross-party movement with Trump than there has been with Evers.
Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson joined us on The Morning Show last Wednesday and said he supported Governor Evers' decision to shut down non-essential businesses to stop the spread of the virus.
So what we need to do is really focus on the non-essential businesses. where people gather, where there's a real risk of spreading the coronavirus. Other businesses have to remain open. We obviously need hospitals to remain open. That means all the businesses that supply and service hospitals have to stay open.
Yeah, so it sounds like, although not one of your folks polled, that Ron Johnson is one of those Republicans who's saying, you know what, some of this move by this Democratic governor makes a lot of sense here.
I'm sorry, I did not hear the segment with Senator Johnson. I think there's a balance here between the shutdowns, the stay at home, the closing of schools and businesses, and the economic impact that those are having. We are seeing a big economic impact on people already. And moving forward, we're going to go through the next month at least, if not much longer, with rising illness from the epidemic, but also a flood of new unemployment and reduced employment. And that, as sort of the senator was alluding to, is going to hit small businesses that aren't in essential sectors especially hard. So right now, as I've said, there's overwhelming support for the kinds of shutdowns that we're doing. But the pressure in the coming weeks will be very high to balance controlling the spread of the epidemic and the toll that that takes on the public. But at the same time, how effective is the response to support citizens when they are going through extreme economic difficulties? We've seen unemployment insurance claims, I don't even know what the right word is, explode?
Right, yeah, the system is overwhelmed, they've told us.
Exactly, you need a big adjective for that. And so these are going to be two competing pressures in the society in the coming weeks, and how we deal with it, and then eventually how do we deal with the economic recovery after all of this, I think will keep both the state and federal officials occupied for a long time.
And what numbers do you have from this poll with how voters view the performance of the economy?
Well, there's more optimism than you might expect, given the first week of unemployment numbers or claims. There's a very notable increase in the number of people that think the economy has gotten worse over the last year, and an increase in the number that think it will be worse a year from now. But that's coupled with a little rise in positive views, especially for the future, that a year from now things will be better. At this moment, when we're right at the front edge of the most sudden economic recession in history, the question is, are people saying of the next 12 months, wow, it's terrible right now, but in a year it'll be better? That would make a lot of sense. Likewise, if you look over the whole of the past year, maybe you say the economy really did get better over the last year, but you're discounting how bad it is right now.
Sure,
I think we're too early to know.
We're talking with pollster Charles Franklin, who stays with us here on the Ideas Network, as we delve into more numbers from the latest Marquette poll that came out just this week. Your thoughts, your questions are welcome at 800-642-1234. What questions do you have about the poll or its results? What do you want to weigh in on? Give us a call at 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. I'm Keely Boltina, and this conversation continues here on The Morning Show.